Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
It is officially springtime, and we're excited because we get a brand new wardrobe. Woohoo! Which means out with the old, in with the new. It's time to clean the closet, and our fashionista Andy Page is here to help.
Yes, you know, I want to talk about this because it's often painful.
Yes.
And it's hard, but it feels so good to clean out your closet. And I want to give you four easy ways to do it. That will feel great. Because the truth is every morning when it's time for us to get dressed, we have to deal with this emotional hurdle that is our closet. And what's hanging in the closet are all of the purchases that we've wasted money on, all the clothes that we don't fit in anymore, the people that we aren't anymore. It's like all of that emotional baggage that says, this is not who I am anymore. It's hanging there, and we don't want to buy anything new because we have so much, but we're really only using about 20 to 25% of it, and all of it is just an emotional, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I tell you,
yep.
So once and for all, we're going to clean out the closet, and we're going to start over so that you can have a wardrobe workforce that makes you feel incredible every single day, and there's nothing but good stuff to put on, so you'll always look great.
All right, step one.
We want to create four piles, okay? Four piles. And the piles are this. You've got a donate, a contemplate, a recreate, and a fits me great.
Ah.
Okay? You're going to try everything on, and everything needs to go in one of those piles. Now, the donate pile are those things that you can sell on eBay, you can donate for tax deduction, or you can consign. And that pile is really important because that pile is going to make you money. It's going to give you some wardrobe capital so that you can reinvest in your wardrobe.
Okay.
So the contemplate pile are those things that you have an emotional connection to and you're not quite ready to get rid of. And so what I say is when you put those back in your closet, you want to take the hanger and have it face you, have the hook face you. And when you use it, then you can turn that hanger around. But you will see after 6 months how many hangers are facing you. If you have not used it within 6 months to a year, then you need to go ahead and donate.
That's a great idea. Follow you.
Okay? So the recreate pile are those clothes that you can alter for less than $20 and make it a more functional part of your wardrobe. If it costs more than $20 to alter it, then give it a lot of thought because quite often you can, you know, replace it for, you know, twice that. So really, really think about the money that goes into that. So your recreate pile are for small alterations. And the fits me great pile is only those things that fit you great, look great, and that you feel fantastic in. And guess what? That's the only thing that really goes back into your closet.
Mm.
Okay?
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. So what we're going to do is we're going to make those piles. You're going to try everything on. You're going to put them back in your closet, and then you're going to your contemplate pile will have the hangers all facing you. This is going to take you probably 5 hours to do, maybe.
Whoa.
I know. But let me tell you, that five-hour investment is going to feel so great, and it's going to change the way you get dressed and shop.
Okay, so then after that, then you figure out how much you need to go shop or the fact that you've got more clothes than you thought you did.
That's true. You can either start utilizing things that were, you know, not worn at all, that you have discovered again, or you can start with a strategic shopping list and know what you need to build on from there. Maybe you need great dress pants, or maybe you need a new dress, or maybe you need, you know, basic tops. But once you do that closet weed, you're going to really understand what your needs are so that you're not going to waste any more money.
Okay, so we have donate, contemplate, recreate, and fits me great.
That's it. Those are your four piles. And that's your path to freedom. Closet freedom.
Okay. All right. This is a chore that lies before us, but on a good rainy day, this might be the best thing to do.
You got it. And springtime is perfect. It's time to spring clean. And on that rainy Saturday or Sunday, this is what you want to spend your time on because it's going to help you for the rest of the year.
All right, grab a bottle of wine and start some clothes changing. I love that idea.
Well, for more tips like this, please pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. It walks you through all of these tips and exactly how to rebuild your wardrobe. Also, head over to my website, senseofstyle.com, and follow me on Pinterest.
Get on the same page as Andy Page. It's a perfect plan for spring.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it. I will talk to you next Monday.